we got Nikki, Alex, DJ, Stephanie, and Santa's favorite little helper, Michelle.
Jesse, I got a problem.
Lay it on me, babe.
I don't know about that stocking.
What's the matter with the stocking? It's a beautiful stocking. Look at this. It says Michelle. It's a great stocking.
It's okay, but this would be better.
Whose stocking is this? Bigfoot's?
What can I say? I've been very good this year.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Beck, it's snowing outside. Quick, grab your galoshes, get a shovel. I think we're snowed in. Burr, I'm freezing.
Let me break it to you gently, Mr. California. This is not snow. This is gunk from a can.
When I say we go back and build Frosty the Gunk Man then, huh?
No, it's just not the same. Honey, I'm never going to get used to Christmas without snow.
Yeah, it's okay, sweetheart. Don't worry, I never thought I got used to Elvis without sideburns.
When did he not have sideburns?
61 through 68. In my preschool years, living hell. All right, come on, Scylla. I think the living room could use some hunk-a-hunk of snowy gunk.
Steve, tell me already. What's the big surprise?
Okay, I'll tell you. Incredible news. The greatest thing just happened to me.
You inherited a Dunkin' Donut shop?
That would be great. No, I got accepted to college.
Steve, congratulations! Oh, what school?
It's in Florida, Daytona Beach University. And I double-checked, they actually saw my grades.
Really? Florida? All the way over by that other ocean?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's awesome, Deej. A four-year college. And here, look, check out the school motto.
Who says you can't learn at the beach? Inspiring.
Cool. I gotta go tell my parents and then we'll celebrate, okay? God, I can't believe I'm gonna be a college man. I'm finally gonna learn how to water ski.
DJ, come on. Dad and Joey just drove up at the Christmas tree.
It's big, it's green, and it didn't fall out of the car.
I'm gonna have to see it later.
But Deej, we're putting up the tree. It's a Tanner family tradition. You can't miss that.
Sorry, I have some last minute shopping to do.
Shopping? Oh, well, it's just a tree. Did I mention I look great in purple?
Right this way, boys.
Okay, coming through.
Wow.
Here we go.
Joey, be careful. I don't want to get any pine needles and pine sap on my floor.
And then a pine tree was a good choice.
Boy, what a beautiful tree. It reminds me of back in Nebraska. We'd hike into the woods, chop down the perfect tree, and then carry it back over a blanket of freshly fallen snow, laughing and drinking homemade hot cider.
Yeah, well, we grabbed this sucker to 7-Eleven and chug back a couple of big gulps.
All right, Joe, you're making me feel all Christmassy. Don't worry, Beck. Hey, you know what? You never know. I mean, Jack Frost could take a wrong turn and dump a whole blizzard right in your backyard.
Yeah, right, when Santa goes surfing.
Okay, I'll get the rest of the decorations for the tree.
Great idea. The sooner we decorate this thing, the sooner we can start cramming those gifts under it.
That's the spirit.
I hope Santa brings me that new Barbie doll. Michelle, Michelle, Michelle. You don't just ask Santa for a Barbie doll.
I know that. That's why I asked for a hula hoop and a dollhouse and another hula hoop in case the other one gets lost.
Now you got it. Oh, and in case the big guy in red should miss a few items, I've updated my Christmas list in my never-ending quest to make your holiday shopping more pleasurable.
Well, that's very considerate of you, Steph. You even added a color-coded map of the mall.
Girls, brace yourself, but there is more to Christmas than just presents.
That's true. You can also return them for cash.
Nice sentiment, Steph. I think you ought to phone that one into Hallmark.
You know what, girls? You just gave me a really good idea for the perfect gift for you guys this year.
Perfect gifts? That would be items 1 through 9 on your list.
No. This is a gift you're not going to find on any list.
I forgot something? I must be slipping.
Okay, Joey.
Let's plug this in and see if any of these bulbs need replacing, okay?
Okay.
There we go.
Well, apparently this one's fine.
Santa could have saved himself $39.95 if he had just gotten the boys wrapping paper and boxes. Okay, here we go, fellas. Come on, we're going for a ride. Here we go. Whoa, season to be jolly.
Sweetheart, I really love the earrings, but what do I need mittens for?
Well, you never know when they might come in handy. You could have a bad nail day.
Here's the last present. His name starts with V.
If those are rollerblades, just call me Vivian.
Easy there, sticky fingers. This is for Vicky, and I'd like it kept right over here, please.
Yeah, too bad she had to work on Christmas.
Well, what can I do? You know, Vicky's a reporter, and the news doesn't stop for holidays. Ah, I feel bad for her, too, you know? She's covering elections in Sweden.
So that's it? No more presents?
Didn't a certain uncle promise us a perfect gift?
Yes, he did.
Yay!
But it's not here. Because it's too big.
Hooray! If it's an elephant, I'll call him Phil.
Sweetheart, if it's an elephant, it'll sleep in Joey's room. Look, Uncle Jesse has something really special planned for you to give you the real meaning of Christmas.
All right, we're going to Toys R Us!
Wrong are you.
We won't miss the Christmas party, will we?
Oh, you'll be home in plenty of time to see me play Santa. I think I'm going to try a new ho-ho-ho this year. How about, Jerry Lewis?
Ho-ho-ho, Lady Flamin'!
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, fruitcake.
It's Joey to you.
Deej, I couldn't wait to give you your present.
Open mine first.
Okay. Thanks. Wow. This is that leather jacket I saw at the mall. God, this is so expensive. You know, Deej, I didn't spend all that much on your present. I thought we had an agreement.
Oh, it doesn't matter how much you spent. I love you, and I wanted to get you something that you would love. I don't expect anything special in return.
It's just a Daytona Beach University sweatshirt. I hope you like it. Maybe I should have sprung for the sweatpants, too. Deej? Deej? TJ, I'm really sorry. It's all I could afford. I'm saving up for college.
I know. Daytona Beach University. Don't you get it? It's not about the gift. What's going to happen to us? You're going to school 3,000 miles away.
Well, don't worry. I worked it all out. We'll call each other every night, and I'll see you on school holidays.
Oh, great. So we'll be together on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Spuds McKenzie's birthday.
TJ, we're going to make this work. This is my shot to go to college.
But you're selling yourself short. It's just a party school.
Oh, well, that's easy for you to say. You're a brain. I mean, sometimes you even read for fun. I'm lucky I got in any place.
Well, congratulations. Beach blanket you.
Yeah, well, thanks for your support. I thought you'd be happy for me.
Well, why should I be happy for you? You don't even care about us.
Hey, I do too care about us.
Oh, yeah, I can tell by your Christmas gift.
Well, who asked you to blow your whole bank account on my present? What were you trying to do, bribe me to stay?
I can't believe you just said that.
Hey, if the jacket fits, wear it.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you're going to Florida.
Oh, yeah? Me too.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Look, you guys, look, look. What did DJ get you?
Look at this.
Oh, snow domes.
Snow, yes, see? Snow, I know. Look at Santa all covered in snow. And you see the little snowman? Oh, and look, look, look. Look at the snow falling down on the happy children.
Stay in that bubble, kids, where every Christmas is white.
Boys, say thank you to DJ for the nice gift.
You're good.
You're welcome.
How about a Tasmanian devil Santa?
Ho, 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 Donner Blitzen.
Well, what do you think?
Boy, if Vicky were here, she sure would love my eggnog.
Well, thanks for the input. I'm gonna go change.
Deej! Sorry about you and Steve breaking up. Hang in there. I heard the first 3 hours are the toughest. Well, I'm trying not to think about him, but he keeps calling. 6 times I wouldn't talk to him, 4 times I hung up. That way I mix it up a little. It's time to get on with your life. That's why I took the liberty of bringing a little something to help brighten your holiday. The wrestling team! Come on in, boys! Food's on the house, come on in! There you go. Thanks, Sean's home. 1,000 pounds of fresh, grade A, Gibbler certified beef.
Kimmy, what are you doing?
I'm getting you back into circulation. Boys, you know DJ. She broke up with Steve and she's not even thinking about him.
Yeah, it's true. Steve and I broke up. And as far as thinking about him, nothing could be further from my mind than old what's his name? Steve Ball? Cheese Balls?
I wish Vicky were here for Christmas, ba ba boo. I wish Vicky were here for Christmas, ba 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 boo. I wish Vicky were here for Christmas, cause I'm losing my mind.
Daddy, you are home.
Oh, come here. How'd your surprise Christmas trip go?
Well, they were definitely surprised.
Uncle Jesse took us to a shelter for homeless people.
I know. What'd you think?
Dad, there were so many people there, not just grown-ups. Kids, too.
When I saw them, it made me feel sad.
It's okay to feel sad, Michelle. Those people are in a lot of trouble.
It was hard at first. But then we put up decorations and helped serve Christmas dinner.
Yeah, you guys are really great. You really pitched in. I was a very proud uncle today.
I put out the napkins.
And everyone sang Christmas carols. Uncle Jesse was a big hit playing the piano.
Oh, yeah, because I snuck in a special holiday version of Hound Dog.
I hope we help make their Christmas better. I want to go back there and help real soon.
Steph, you know, when I hear you come up with an idea like that, you just make me so proud. Come here. And you know what, Steph? You're right. This isn't just a Christmas thing. This should happen all year round. If more people in the world would help out like you guys just did, it could really make a difference.
Sorry we went so present crazy.
It's okay. I remember when I was your age, I bugged my dad for an Evel Knievel jumpsuit.
Why?
No, because I already had the helmet. Anyway, he took me down to the Salvation Army, and I'll tell you something. It made me feel so good to see you guys' faces today, because that's exactly how I felt. And I never forgot that feeling. And I never want you guys to forget that feeling, okay? Merry Christmas, girls.
Thanks for Christmas present, Uncle Jesse.
All right, now, if you guys excuse me, I have one more very important present to take care of.
Now, if we go into the living room there, I think there might still be a cup of cookies with your names on them.
Good thing I'm learning to read.
And then Steve said, well, I can't say it like he says it. Where was I? Oh, right, Steve. You know, it's amazing. When you break up with someone like Steve, you think you'd be obsessed with talking about Steve, but it's really not like that. I mean, Steve who? How am I doing?
Save your voice. Just tattoo, I miss Steve, on your forehead. Now, let me show you how to land a stud. My mom uses this mistletoe to chase Tom Jones through Caesar's Palace. Okay, boys, gather around. Two lips, no waiting. Oh, come on, don't be shy. Miles, you animal. Here, Deej, maybe you'll have better luck.
I'm not ready for this.
Sweetheart, you okay?
Terrific. I'm having a great Christmas.
Really? Because that's the same look Joey had when they canceled McGilla Gorilla.
Go to college in Florida. We never even talked about it.
Oh, Deej, remember how concerned you were when Steve couldn't even get into college? This could be a great opportunity for him.
I know, but he's going so far away. What's going to happen to us?
Hey, long-distance relationships are not easy. But Vicky and I are making it work. And if you and Steve really care about each other, you'll make it work, too.
That's what Steve said.
Look, the phone bill's going to be a monster, but it'll balance out with what we save on food for Steve.
Dad, he hurt me so much. He said I gave him that jacket to buy his love.
Well, did you spend all your money on it because you thought it might show him how much you cared about him so he'd decide not to leave?
Of course not. I bought it to show him how much I love him so he'd decide not to leave. Maybe it's close to what you said. Okay, maybe it's exactly what you said. I really messed up. Do you think he'll ever talk to me again?
Well, honey, you know, only one way to find out.
Santa's here! Not the real Santa, just Joey. But don't tell anyone.
It's his answering machine. Why didn't I talk to him when I had the chance?
Maybe he didn't hear me. It's the big jolly guy.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
See, I told you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Not your best ho, 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 Joey. I'll get it.
I'm with you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Wow, two Santas. Told you I was good this year.
Get this, honey. Hi, I'm Danny Tanner. Don't tell me your sled broke down. You really ought to rotate those reindeer. Whoa, look, I know the North Pole is lonely, buddy, but...
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Vicky! Vicky! Oh, boy, you know, that lip gloss should have tipped me off. Hey, look, everybody, Vicky's here. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be in Sweden.
I was, way up by the Arctic Circle. But as soon as I finished, I took a dog sled 40 miles to the nearest train station, rode overnight to the airport, rented a Santa Claus suit, jumped on the last flight to San Francisco, and arrived 20 minutes ago.
Wow, 20 minutes from the airport. You made great time.
You know, Joey, I wish you really were Santa Claus. Then I'd ask you to bring me Steve so I could apologize to him. I was so selfish. I should be happy he got into college.
Ho, ho, ho!
Or as Daffy Duck would say, ho, 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 all you wonderful San Franciscans!
Santa!
Yeah, Santa.
This Santa thing is out of control.
Well, well, well. It seems as though there's an imposter amongst us.
Wait, if that's Joey, then who are you? Steve!
Some Claus.
Deej, I'm sorry, but this is the only way I could get you to talk to me.
Why didn't you tell me it was you?
Well, Santa never interrupts an apology.
Well, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too. I got so pumped up about getting into college that I didn't even think about your feelings.
No, you were right. We'll make this work no matter how far apart we are.
Well, we're not going to be far apart. I'm going to stay in town and go to junior college and improve my grades. Then maybe I can get to a really good school.
Oh, Steve, I love you.
I love you too. Aww.
Hey, everybody, I have an announcement. There's a very special delivery in the backyard for Miss Rebecca Donaldson-Katsopoulos.
Jess, another gift?
Yeah, just a little something that wouldn't fit in your stocking. All right, guys. She's crossing through the kitchen. She's opening the back door, and we should get a reaction right about...
Yes, this is so beautiful. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. How in the world did you do this?
Oh, no big deal. It's just your everyday average miracle, that's all. Told you you'd need these. Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas. Come on, how did you do this?
Well, I don't like to explain my miracles, but if I must, see, I know this guy who makes snow cones, and I just ordered 17,000 of them.
Can you say white Christmas?
Okay.
Are we going to talk about it?